T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's go to Florissant, shall we? Great, great old town in North St. Louis County. Grew up there, actually. And Cody Miller lives there. And he has a story to tell. Cody, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Brian. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So tell us what happened recently when you were out trying to do a little yard work.
I was in my front yard just wanting to put in some landscape. You know, this is about mid-August, late August. I was out there and I'd been living in my house for about 3 years now. There's always these, stones that I've had, like kind of as a pathway that lead into my backyard. And well, there's this really big one in my front yard and then living over the years, there's some other ones that were like buried underneath the dirt and grass. And I kind of realized, there's a walking path that's, made here and stuff. So I uncovered the dirt and the grass and exposed the walking path, but I had never, flipped over the stones, just kind of always use it just as the walking path. But, so wanting to, kind of do some landscape in my front yard, I ended up, I started with the biggest one that was in my front yard, and this thing was huge, and it had a lot of dirt and grass kind of growing over on the edges, but the middle of it was still exposed. I started trying to uncover it, and trying to get it out of the ground. I even had like a big old like 4x4 post trying to get it up out of the ground, but the thing was so big, I ended up just getting a sledgehammer and breaking it in a few pieces. And then so once I got it out of the ground and flipped it over, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's writing on the backside of this thing, so I kind of hurried to get the other pieces out, and I move them to my backyard and piece it all together, and sure enough, it's just this massive tombstone. And not only that, just kind of reading it, I'm just like looking at the dates on it. I mean, the dates on these things, it mentioned that passed away in 1822. And I was just, golly, man, this thing is old, real old.
Isn't that something? I guess the first one was, or one of them was, it said Michael Connor, native of Wexford, Ireland, who departed this life August 2nd, 1822, age 74 years.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, so what, and the thing is, you took a sledgehammer to it. It's like, oh.
I know, right? Yeah.
Then what happened from there? I guess you made some phone calls, tried to find out more about them?
Yeah, well, I was just really baffled. I ended up, I texted my mom and brother, like, golly, look what I found and stuff, just not knowing what to do. And it actually wasn't until the next day, Lauren, my girlfriend, she was over, and I was like, why don't we just flip over the other rocks, just so I have, the peace of mind to know that those aren't tombstones too. And while we started flipping them over, I'm like, oh my God, there's writing on the backside of these too. And, so it wasn't until the next day where I was just kind of thinking and stuff, like, well, let me just check. But, sure enough, yeah, those had writing on them too. And that's whenever it made me feel a little bit better and stuff too, because, whenever I found that first one, I was thinking, oh my gosh, is my house built on a grave site? So that night, I didn't sleep too well. But it was the next day, just kind of, whenever we found the other ones as well, they just, the way they're placed, there's like, they're broken up, so there'd be like one tombstone that's broken in three pieces and kind of placed, a certain way. And so that was like, no, I was telling myself, there's couldn't be, you know, like, you know, a grave site here. These are just placed kind of oddly, you know, more of like a, you know, walking path on the side of my house and stuff. But yeah, so I don't know. And then we ended up reaching out to Gina with Historical Florissant, and, you know, and she was really intrigued too. And, you know, I'm glad I reached out to her and stuff, because I think she was about as excited as I was trying to find answers and stuff. And yeah, so she did some digging and found some articles. And so yeah, it was good to, you know, find out, you know, that my house, you know, wasn't built on a gravesite, but also to learn a lot about the history of Florissant, which is really neat. And because, man, Florissant has been around for a long time.
Yeah,
long time.
This is at North Costello in New Florissant. So you're in, like, right on the edge of Old Town, and you're not too far from the old St. Ferdinand Shrine, which is one of the oldest shrines around. I think, wasn't that the first church, I think, west of the Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken? So it kind of made sense that what you were finding came from that area, because that is a very old part of Florissant. So what happened from there as far as where they determined that the graves are and what's going to be done with those stones?
So yeah, like, well, we figured out that the gravestones did come from the Spanish land park that's right there, kind of next to the Florissant firehouse. You know, and I think there for a while Florissant was, you know, or at least the city was trying to recognize it as a cemetery and protect it and stuff, you know. And it wasn't till later. And, you know, I think they were able to turn that area into a park and protect it. But, I think over the years, you know, they had uncovered the, you know, the caskets and the tombstones, and were able to at least relocate them, to the new, cemetery here in Florissant and stuff. But, as far as the tombstones, yeah, you know, I ended up, you know, donating them up there to the Historical Florissant. And, you know, I think they're one to, you know, kind of, you know, try to preserve them, you know, the best they can and stuff. Because, yeah, they're some really old tombstones. So
you never know what you're going to find, do you?
Yeah, you know, no kidding.
And before you know, don't take a sledgehammer to it.
I know, right? Yeah.
That's absolutely. Cody Miller. Cody Miller, who lives in Florissant and made quite the discovery when just doing some landscaping. Cody, thanks for joining us this morning. A fascinating story.
Absolutely, Brian. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Enjoy your Halloween after finding that stuff.
No kidding.
The news is next here on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.